game you dominated, Charlie, but come away with just a point in the end.
Yeah, bitterly disappointed with only getting a point. I think that's testament to the boys and how well we've done recently. But yeah, we need to win our home games. We've bounced back well at Gosport last week with a good result, but we need to follow it up today. And I know it's fine margins. I mean, we've hit the post twice. We've had a few cleared off the line. The refs walked off at the end of the game. One of the lads has said, "You've cost us the game there with that decision of the throw-in." I know a lot's happened between, and the ref stood there and said, "I know." So I think it just sums up a thing. Corner as well, it's a few little mistakes, a few half a yard away from the ball, and it sort of finds its way in. So I think it's very disappointing. But again, it's another dominating performance. It's not that we've been particularly poor. Maybe just things needed to be done a bit quicker, a bit more urgency. But yeah.
Obviously, you got the first goal through Calvin Brooks. It looked like you were going to go on and kind of finish him off, and then kind of last 10-15 minutes, they had a bit of a spell, got the equaliser, and then it looked like they were going to try and get a second.
Yeah, I completely agree. As soon as they scored, we've just said in there that they had 10 minutes where we sort of sat back and we went a bit more direct, which isn't us, and there wasn't really any need to. I wouldn't say it was panic, but for some reason, they had a 10-minute spell. And on that as well, credit to Calv. I thought it was an excellent run. First of all, we started off with the ball, put a cross in, come back out to Ben Thompson, put a good ball in, and he's attacked it well. And then when the keeper's pulled off a great save, and he again followed it up. So for a right wing back to sort of show that tenacity in the box is brilliant. It was a good finish as well with his left foot. But yeah, I wouldn't say it was a big overriding thing that cost us today. Say cost us, but it does feel like a loss in some ways, because it is 2 points dropped. We're at home, we have dominated the game, and it's disappointing. So,
on a personal note, you nearly scored an absolute screamer, similar to Mark Travers's effort in the reverse fixture between the two clubs. It was just instinct, and just came off the far post in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was just in our own half, and Zub said to me how far the keeper was off his line, and the ref made us wait a bit, and I think the keeper just kept creeping forward, so I thought, why not? And yeah, like you said, it's come off the post in the end, and that'd have been really nice. But I think more so we'd have had a bit more of a foothold in the game in the first half if we'd have scored a bit earlier. Maybe it'd have changed the game, but who knows. But I think to the lads, and recently we've dominated most of the games we've played in, like you said, and we've dominated again today. It's just we set our standards so high that we need to be finishing off games like that. I know it's little things as well, two off the post, two off the line. It's fine margins, but it always seems to be those fine margins. And we work so hard. I think no one can fault the effort from the lads today, but we need to put games like that to bed, to be honest.
What did Mark say to you after the game? He's still in there now, you know, half an hour after the game. He's normally straight out after the full-time whistle. So I guess he really is kind of mulling over that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... It's not tearing up the book. It's not going away from what we did. I think as a group of players, because we work so hard and we work so closely with the manager and the coaches, that we all know it's not a case of needing to come in and tell us. He's come in and picked on a few bits and a few moments in the game, like I said, fine margins that maybe changed the game. But I think the overriding thing from today and from the gaffer is that we just needed to do things with a bit more urgency, not rush things, but things need to be quicker and slicker across the pitch. And it allows us to do that at home because we have such a fantastic pitch at this level. Credit to the groundsman, but it needed to be better than it was. And it just wasn't. We weren't bad in any means today, but it just wasn't quite good enough to get the result.